Bring his strengths, and he'll take care of the weaknesses.
You might as well just do business. God's done spoke to your heart.
Can't you hear everybody praying for Jacob? All the boys is telling us that Daddy's different. He's so weak. We never seen him that way. Pray for Daddy. He'll get strong again. I can hear old Jacob say, "Hush that up, boys. I don't want to mess around with my strengths. I'm going to work out of my weakness that makes me find out how strong God is." Amen. "Greatest day of my life," he would say, "was when I was made weak and found out he was strong. Found out I didn't count and he was everything. Don't ask God to heal me," he'd say.
This could very well be the most important service of the 2 weeks, right here. This might be the defining moment for some preacher, some family, some missionary. The Bible says that a broken and a contrite spirit the Lord will not despise. We better learn we can't do it and we can't make it happen. We're just the vessel that he uses. We better not think too highly of ourselves. I want to walk humbly. My pastor said the best gifts are on the bottom shelves. They're not on the top shelves. When you have to bend down, that's where you really find what you need. I appreciate God's man being faithful to preach. You say, well, we just sort of sat here. Yeah, we as a listening real good. Could very well be the most important service of this entire meeting. One other thing I want to do right before we